I used to be.
Scratched.
Yes, welcome to SVR. It's a Wednesday afternoon. It's John Borrett here, the old grumpy git who used to have the Marine. Now I live just outside of Bridgewater, but because of modern technology, I can still do a radio show. Oh, it's marvellous, isn't it? Well, that's the idea anyway. Today I'm playing from vinyl, but it has to go onto a mini disc, and Bob does a little bit of magic down at Sidmouth, and it all comes out, and lo and behold, we have a show. So I'm just doing this for a little while now and hope it works okay. It's always fingers crossed because things do go wrong sometimes here. Yeah? But I think it'll be all right. I'm just quietly confident so I can really shatter that. So who am I going to start with today? An LP called She and Him. And it's called Classics, the LP. And it's because most of them are Goldie Oldies. So let's start with that Goldie Oldie. And see, I won't tell you anything about them. I'll just see if you can remember. Some of you will remember this because you're Goldie Oldies like me. But who had the hit with it? That'd be the funny thing. Who was it?
When my friends told me you had someone new, I didn't believe a single word was true. I showed them all I had of faith in you. I just kept on saying, oh no, not my baby. Oh no, not my sweet baby. You're not like those other guys who lead you home and tell you. My mama told me that the rumor spread, there's truth somewhere and I should use my head. But I didn't listen to what she said. I kept right on saying, oh no, not my baby. Oh,
fade away. It was a Manfred Mann who had a hit with that back in the 1960s time, and we're going to move on now. As I say, the whole LP is full of oldies, but they do their own versions on them. Who are She and Him? They are Zoe Deschanel and M. Ward.
It's not for me to say you not for me to say. it's not for me to say.
Apparently Johnny Mathis had a hit with that back in the 1950s, and I didn't even know that one at all, but anyway, we've got another track coming up now. This should be called Stay a While. We will listen to these. Made famous by Dusty Springfield, and this LP is called She and Him, and they're all classics. Well, yeah, they're quite well known anyway. Whether they're classics, I don't know. How about
you
this
see
one?
This girl's in love with you. Yes, I'm in love. Who looks at you the way I do? When you smile, I can't tell. We know each other very well. How can I show you? I'm glad I got to know you, 'cause I've heard some talk They say you think I'm fine. Yes, I'm in love. And what I do to make you mine, tell me now, is it so? Don't let me be the last to know. My hands are shaking. From there, my heart keeps breaking.
Albert had that one as a hit back in the 1960s time, I think. So we'll have one more, I think, and then we shall move on to a different artist altogether.
The passing years will show You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be loving you.
Who remembers that one? That was supposed to have been done by Frank Sinatra originally. And he had obviously a bit of a hit with it. So that's about the end, I think, of the classics from that band, whoever they were called, She and Him, yeah, that's it. So we're going to now move on to a band, and they're called Shack. And then the problem that the Shack is, this is quite a nice LP, but I don't really... What's his name? His name's Head. And I saw him in... Bristol, that's right, I have to think for a minute. And he was shocking, he was so boring, it was unbelievable. And we're going to have a couple of tracks. The LP is called Here's Tom with the Weather. Came out in 2003, so it wasn't that long ago. And actually the LP before came out in 2014, called Modern. Anyway, let's listen to some of the Shack. Yes, we're listening to a band called Shack. This track is called Meant to Be. And the person who wrote most of their stuff is Michael Head. That's the guy who I saw in the Congress. Not good. Trying to think who they sound like. There's a band in the 60s called Love, and they were going to be the next big thing. They weren't, but they sound very similar. Anyway, we'll get back to listening to a bit more Shack.
Thank you.
think we'll just have one more track by Shaq from the LP called Here's Tom with the Weather. And as I say, we'll move on to someone else. Press this button and hope it works. Yes, it has all worked for me. That's good, because I have to use the mini disc to do these things, and fingers crossed we're away again. So that was Shaq we just listened to. Now the next person is someone quite well known. I won't tell you who he is, we'll just play it and see if you can remember it. I think this came out in about, oh goodness me, when did it come out? 1991. I'm really modern today, aren't I? Anyway, here it comes now, and you can hear the snap, crackle and pop a little bit. Not much. No, you can't hardly hear it at all. Here he comes, Mr. Rod Stewart, Rhythm of My Heart.
No!
It's called Vagabond Heart. It's Mr. Rod Stewart. I think you probably know that as well. And it came out in 1991. I even had this as a CD. But today you're hearing it in vinyl.
I'm
fading out nicely for me. Rod Stewart, obviously, we're listening to. Now, the next track was written by Robbie Robinson, who used to write most of the stuff for the band. And this is off his LP that he made himself. It's called Broken Arrow. And I like this, a standout track. It's a great track, that. Mr. Robbie Robinson wrote it, and obviously Rod Stewart did it there. We've got one more track to come. It Takes Two. Now, who's he singing this with, I wonder? You should know.
I can have a dream, baby.
It's true indeed. That's Rod Stewart and Tina Turner, who sadly is no longer with us. It was a good track, wasn't it? And it's a good LP, actually, altogether. And we're going to move on now because it's time's running out. So I'm going to press these buttons and should hear. Yes.
If you would like to contact Sid Valley Radio, we'd love to hear from you. You can message the studio from our webpage. Just go to sidvalleyradio.co.uk and follow the link on the contact page, or download our free iPhone or Android app, available from the App Store or Google Play. You can also text the studio on 07565 825 041. Or you can email the studio, studio@sidvalleyradio.co.uk. And don't forget, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sid Valley Radio.
Indeed, Sid Valley Radio is proper community radio. You have me here. Hard luck. And what can I say? I'm going to play a few more tracks now. And the next LP is called Jigsaw. And that's the first track we're going to hear is called Jigsaw. And it's by The Shadows. And The Shadows were the band that used to back Cliff Richard. And they did bring out LPs, and this was their, this came out in 1957, and you'll hear that because some of the tracks are from that era. And there's not much more I can really tell you. I'm just stalling a bit because I think I'm just about going to do it in time. And we shall now move on and play Jigsaw, and that's the title track of the LP, as by The Shadows. Let's hope it starts. It would start eventually. We'll start, I promise you, because I can hear, yeah, here it comes. Written by The Shadows themselves, Hank Marvin, Bruce Welsh, John Ross Still, and Brian Bennett. Brian Bennett being someone I played a week or so ago, I think, as well. Anyway, this is called Tennessee Waltz. We'll be right back. Tennessee Waltz there, and written by Pee Wee King and Red Stewart. There we are. Now, the next track, you think, oh, what composer this is? Prelude in E major. No, it's the Shadows composed this. Going to bring me up to the end of the show. I think we'll finish off with one more track, but I want to thank you all very much for listening and hope you enjoyed it. And it's proper community radio, Sid Valley Radio. It's really good. It allows people like me on it even, and I do try my best. I'm very trying at times, I think, but that's the idea of it all. We just try and play music that we think you'll like, or I like it, so I trust you'll like it as well. So thank you very much for listening, and let's move on and say that's it. And this last track, again, it's by The Shadows. It's from the LP called Jigsaw, and this was written by Don Everly, or was it Phil? No, Don Everly, Kathy's Clown. Here it comes. Any second now. Gosh, there's a little gap there.